Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Jerry Parrish, CEO of Mint Leasing, which trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is MLES. Thanks for joining us today, Jerry. You guys having a good time over there?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, start off by talking about the recent purchase lease transaction with over 60 new Toyotas.
61 brand new Toyota Corollas went to Premier Car Stars here in Houston. They're a large body shop and rent a car agency, and they selected Mint Leasing to do the business with. It's very nice.
Well, great. So, yeah, talk to us about what Mint Leasing, the business model, is that's innovated from other leasing companies.
Well, we're not a typical leasing company. We're just an alternative way of financing a car. We've got, you know, we do the residual where the miles don't count. You can put as many miles on the car as you want to, which kind of takes away from a GMAC lease or a Ford Motor Credit red carpet lease. So we don't care what miles you put on there. So at the end of 24, 36, 48, or 60 months, you can bring it back, and as long as the car's in normal condition, there is no charge for excessive miles.
Well, great. It's kind of an alternative to to the renting long term, and
that's right. And also, we did that press release where we did the 61, and Thrifty Rent-A-Car called us, and we're leasing them 100 cars. 100 new, 50 new Corollas and 50 Camrys.
Well, great. So how is right now, is do you see business picking up from, the recent quarter?
Well, yeah, we're going to be in the black this fourth quarter. And I'm going to tell you, because these rent-a-car companies, I heard on the radio the other day that people are going to start traveling more. Now the rent-a-car companies are building up their inventory. So what tells me is 2010 is going to be a fairly good year for our business.
Well, great. So, yeah, talk about some of those market trends and how well-positioned Mint Leasing is to capitalize on them.
Well, we're out here. We're trying, of course, we're going to do a public offering for our stock sometime in the year, in the first part of the year. We're going to do our road shows and try to get our stock up and get about 400 stockholders. And when we do that, then we can get on the American Stock Exchange. So our goal this year is to get our stock up to a respectable level, like $2 a share. And we haven't done any of that this year because of the economy.
So, yeah, do you think right now, so what do you think is missing from the investment story, which, if investors understood would result in a higher stock valuation?
My business model, if you'll look at the Qs that we have, we did $50 million revenue in 2008. The market kind of closed up. The Wall Street kind of got quiet. Lenders went the other way. We've got well over $1 million cash flow each month. We've got roughly $50 million in receivables. We're healthy. We pay our bills. We're still in business. Things look really good for 2010. The only thing that Mint Leasing needs is some capital investment or debt investment, good credit line or cash injection. Sell some stock, and we've got several good things working. And Mint Leasing is a $4 or $5 share stock. And once we get and obtain lines of credit and some equity, it will be there. We'll have $4 or $5 share stock.
Well, great. And so, can you walk us through your background experience, Jerry, as well as that of some of the key management team at Mint?
Okay, I personally have been in the car business all my life. I started in the car business when I was 19 years old. I've been in every facet of it, the finance, the retail, the management. My people here have been with me for at least 10 years. My general manager has been in the car business many, many years. I have accountants. I have a CFO that is very, very knowledgeable. There's a 8K on him on our net. You can see him, Warren Williams. We are staffed up and ready to go. We have a really tight infrastructure. We can add on and grow just as long as soon as we get funding, and funding's the key. That's our fuel that takes us where we want to go. We also want to go across the United States. We're already in the marketplace a known factor, and now with these rent-a-car companies and calling us, wanting us to lease cars, that's great. But we want to do it individually, and we get our business from the franchise dealerships across the country. So. You know, we can stand well over 200 leases a month, which is in tune to outgoing cash around $3 to $4 million a month. Our revenue, we did some performance with a great line of credit. We estimated that we would have $500 million on the receivables at the end of 5 years, and $112 million cash flow a year. So we're in a volatile industry. We have a great product, and our model is just tremendous. We just need a little help.
Well, definitely. And so once again, joining us today is Jerry Paris, CEO of Mint Leasing, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is MLES, and is currently trading at 12 cents a share. So currently have six. You have distribution centers in six states, correct?
Seven
now, and company is. What are some of the other goals and objectives, Jerry, that the company here hopes to accomplish?
We're going to put a like facility in Los Angeles. We're going to put a like facility in Chicago, and we're going to put a like facility in Tampa, Florida. Then when we do that, we'll have the United States network, and the reason we're doing this is because for the lease turn-in centers will be all over the United States, and we remarket the lease turn-ins, and it's a great source of profit. So we need these distribution centers all over the country there, where we can have our sales force have offices and be able to remarket the lease turn-in. That's our
goal. And
we also, our goal is to get on the American Stock Exchange so we can go ring the bell.
Well, definitely. I look forward to seeing that. And before we conclude, Jerry, why should investors consider Mint Leasing as a good long-term investment opportunity?
We were incorporated in May of 1999. We've been in this business for 10 years. I have almost $50 million worth of receivables. I owe about half of that. We've got plenty of equity. We got plenty of cash flow, and you know what? We're a good, reputable company. We've been here 10 years. We've made it through this tough year, which 08, 09 has been really, really tough. But we made it, and we're still standing tall, and we're still healthy. So, you know, good companies are hard to find, and I think Mint Leasing is like one in a thousand. We are on the right road to a lot of success.
Well, we definitely look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Well, I appreciate the interview. Thank you.